Okay, so we're going to do this like this. You wake up. So this is what you know. You are in post-apocalyptic Hawaii.
Okay.
And you are pretty much supposed to leave for Jonah Hex. But you probably won't, like, your girl probably won't barbed wire type.
Okay.
You do things for people. So right now you don't remember anything about the old Adam City.
Okay.
Okay. So
Kevin has a module that he won't otherwise be able to use.
Could be. Alright, so you wake up, it's one of the many, you know, small villages, towns. Well, one of the few towns left in the deserts of America. And there is someone here to see you. Sort of middle-aged, big, bald, boxer type.
Okay.
I always forget your last name.
Christ.
See, the thing is, I keep thinking good stuff. But that's not good.
Yeah, I thought that would be a little overkill.
Alright. So, Miss Pitstop. Price.
Price.
It's too hard.
Whatever. Just go with it.
Alright, Miss Price. It's nice, you know, kind of you to allow me to see you. As of late, the bandits have, you know, been attacking, been more and more ravaged, and especially the bandit, well,
evil Sweeto Bandito.
Right. The evil bandits out of Cisco.
Okay.
To the north. Commanded by Lord Akala.
By what?
Lord Akala.
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, his depredations are strangling the life, you know, the lifeblood of this town. But we think.
So, what is it exactly you want me to do?
And he motions for someone to come in. And it's a teenage
trusty sidekick.
It's like a 15-year-old boy.
Okay.
He says, this is change. Alan. Let's remember the name. This is Alan. He's Lord Akala's son. He's been living here.
Okay.
And we believe that if you take him to him, the son will be able to convince him, Lord Akala, to stop the attack.
You'd think he already knows that his son's here.
What? Let's see.
I mean, does he know his son's here? Is that why he's attacking?
No.
Does he even know he has a son? Or is this going to be a surprise?
No, he knows he's got a son. He doesn't know what his son is.
Okay.
So,
why?
Because his mother ran away. He took the boy with him.
I see.
The angel story.
Right. And how does he feel about this?
The son of the
son.
Lord.
Alan. So how do you feel about this whole thing?
the son seems kind of scared. Well, you know, it'd be nice if my father was out killing people. It's not nice to me.
Okay, then.
I'm not sure I can convince him.
Yeah. Well, alright then. So where can I find, where is Cisco?
Cisco is at the top of the mountain.
Right.
Of course. You have to get from, you know, here to there. To the desert.
Okay.
So you have a certain amount of supplies.
So
you got 10 days of food and water.
Okay. Is that each?
Each. Yeah.
Okay.
That's for both of you. And then 35 things of money. And then 50 shots in your revolver.
I hope I suddenly have a revolver skill.
You have... well, yes, you have a revolver skill equal to your dex at this point.
Okay.
And you have a vehicle skill equal to your dex also. Because your int is 5. No, actually, it's equal to your int, right?
Okay.
Which is useful because your cycle is a bunch of notes right now.
Okay.
Alright, so that's your equipment. Yeah. There's no time limit other than the fact that you're going to run out of food and water.
Okay.
To get there. These are the travel rates. And
how many hexes away is it then?
2, 3, 4, 8,
12, 16, 20?
Yeah. Let's see. What else can I tell you? So he says mutants and attack droids prowl the whole area.
Okay.
So there's a road. So it starts here that will lead to Cisco.
Okay. But the road is dangerous.
But there are reports. Well, that's because there's a cycle gang.
Okay.
That uses the road, and Lord Akala has outposts there to stop people. And, but you might be able to get to them. Let's see. To the northeast of the desert. So all desert over here.
Okay.
So there are mountains to the west. And once you get across, so if you get across them, you can head north to the city. And then there are a couple lakes. That's pretty much all he knows.
Okay. So the road would be fastest, but probably not the safest route.
Right.
The desert is the desert.
Mountains can be slow, but theoretically, once you get to the pass, it'll be safer.
Okay. So it's just me and the kid then?
Yep.
Thank
you.
And none of my... I don't have any of my powers or anything.
You have... For the most part, you're going to have your dispersal power. Yeah, you have your dispersal power.
Okay. Well, that'll help if we get in fights. Sort of.
Should be about equal. So.
Okay. I guess we'll have...
The monitor is someone better than you, but they don't have this first thought. So, should be about equal.
Okay. I guess we'll head out then.
Okay. So the first day...
Let's see, where do we want to go?
So this is all desert.
Okay. So we have 10 days worth of stuff at 2 squares a day. That's 10 days to get
there on foot.
So theoretically, we could make it just ZipRecruiter together.
All right.
Because the bike's more likely to break down in the desert with all the sand and crap, I would think.
No.
No?
Actually, no. It's just going to break down after... It just gets harder to keep maintained as it goes along.
Okay.
So eventually you're going to fill a maintenance role.
Okay.
So you probably you should be able to get 4 days easy.
Okay. Then the road goes... We don't really know.
Pretty much... More or less straight.
Straight north.
Yeah.
So to the right of the road is desert, to the left of the road is mountains.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll try the road to begin with. So we'll head for the road.
Okay. So after one day you're here.
Okay.
You have to roll for a random encounter. Please do see. Six.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Oh, this is designed as a solo adventure?
Yeah.
You ran one of these for your brother, right?
Yeah. Actually, I ran this one for my brother. He didn't do so well.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so it's a nice day.
Did you try the road?
It's a real thoroughbred. So it's a nice day. Just getting to Cisco is half the adventure.
Okay.
So you still have to do stuff once you're there. Okay, so it's a nice day. Sun's shining. Nothing's going on. You get to go next. The kids all happy.
Okay.
You get on the open road. With the wind, well, whatever.
Sure.
So you go to extra hex. Now you're there.
Yeah.
You're doing.
That's a good random event.
Alright. So from there, you should be able to do next thing. Wait, which one is it? Or? Oh, no.
She might be over here. There we go.
Okay. So clear them off, sorry.
Yep.
Big one. 6 foot 5.
Okay. Well, we'll bring you on down the road. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Alright. So we get here on day 2. Let's see. The road. But I think so.
Well, since there seem to be plus modifiers as you go.
That's true. So you see a line of vehicles on the road ahead. Cars with oddly mounted guns and large bubble-shaped trucks.
Okay.
And a large bubble-shaped truck. They see you, but they don't seem to... let's see. So on the road ahead. So they see you, and then they make some room for you so you can go past.
Okay.
They don't actually do anything. So you can
invite them.
You can try to go past them, or you can try to go around them.
Yeah, we'll go through.
Oh,
I'm making real.
Okay.
Nice.
So you pass through the convoy. The armed guards are just eyeing you warily. So you can keep going past them. You can stop to talk. Or you can try your detective skill.
Ah. I've got a detective skill.
So VRV 6, you need a 12.
20.
Alright.
Plus 14. 34. expensive.
A whole lot of art maybe.
Versus an 8?
Uh-huh. Or 6.
Yeah, versus a 6. Okay.
5
versus 6. So that's 8.
Okay.
All right, geez.
So you can tell that people seem to be scared and battle-worn. They seem to be guarding something, and you know, based on the bubble crust, uh-huh. Probably just water.
Okay.
Which is pretty important.
Right.
So you can talk to them, or you can keep going.
I'll talk to them. Since they seem battle-hardened, I'll ask them, you know, where they ran into trouble so I can try to avoid it.
Okay, so let's see. Charisma will be RB 7. You have persuasion.
No, I have actor and influence. You decided that not
all right.
Buying.
And so you need 11.
Nine.
They pretty much don't want to talk to you.
Okay. Is it possible to buy extra water from them? Just in case.
They don't want to sell you water.
Okay.
Throw water.
Then we go merrily on our way.
Okay.
Work in the road. God damn it. The lake?
Yeah. The lake, I think, east was supposed to be kind of city. The lake.
Okay.
Okay, so on day 3.
So can we, would stopping by the city mean stopping?
Yeah.
Or?
Well, probably, yes.
Okay. Just blow by them, I assume.
Yeah, you can do that.
We want to keep going north?
Yeah.
I'll stop by the town and see what's going on.
Okay.
Maybe we can resupply a little bit, just in case.
This is the town. Let's see. Lake.
Maybe they have a ferry across the lake or something. And we could pick up the road on the other side.
It says here the lake has an ugly tainted look.
Ew, maybe we don't want to stop.
No, it's a good that's the size of the horse. Wow.
Maybe we don't want to go there.
Uh-oh. It's going to attack you. Okay. So the big mosquito, the size of a horse, starts heading towards you.
Great.
Let's see. You can run. You can take your gun out. You can get your lasso.
Lasso?
Lariat.
Great.
You can try something else.
Lasso of the big bug. How fast does it look? Like a mosquito. Mosquitoes are pretty quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I tell the kid to stay nearby. I phase us both out and I shoot the bug.
Okay.
Size of a horse, so hopefully it's not that hard to hit.
Okay, so you can shoot it twice before it gets to you.
Okay. So do I need to hit it?
So he's got a dex of 5, body of 5.
Alright, so I need an 11?
Yeah.
I assume I don't care about killing bugs?
Nope, because they're not intelligent. God. Racist.
I miss.
Okay.
Not good.
So now it's next to you. Your turn.
Initiative?
Yep.
Where's the... 56.
Alright, you go first. It buzzes around, trying to get to you.
Bang. That's better. Hit it. The ammo 6, does that mean the ammo has a strength of 6?
No, that means you have 6 shots.
Okay, before I have to reload.
Uh-huh.
So what's the body or the strength of the ammo?
Okay, it's EV4.
The ammo?
Yeah, all right. Or the shots.
So it's 4 versus
5.
5? Is 2 points of damage.
Okay. So it's wounded. Tries to hit you. Let's see. Misses.
Okay.
Next round. You go first.
Okay.
3 misses.
Alright, I miss.
Ha!
I guess if I could kill it before I have to reload.
Let's see. So you have like a 13 defense. Then it's got a 14. So those 4 points.
Holy crap.
Next round. You go first.
I hit it the same as last time, so 2 more points.
2, 3, 4. 2 more points?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Talk to him too long. It's you again for 4.
God damn. Sumo couldn't fucking beat me. I just have to buy it off.
Next round.
2 more.
Oh, it goes unconscious. Good thing, too, you're really unconscious, too.
Yes, I was.
And
that was 6 shots.
Let's see. Now that equals 5.
5.
So, because unconscious for 100, but you. Well, I'm going to fuck up the T-Face. Okay. So it hasn't told you.
That's good.
So you black out for a bit, but then you wake up later.
Okay.
So you heal all your points. Unless you will zero.
No.
Apparently that wasn't the city. Just the big mosquito.
Why did I stop?
See, that just went in the middle of the lake.
Oh, I thought there was some sort of structures there that I was stopping for.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have stopped then.
Hey, you want to have this? That's this nice mosquito.
Yeah, great.
Okay, so that was
day... Coffee, 0 points, stupid mosquito.
Day three. So, now you need to roll to see if your monster is close to the left. Four or something. That's your point now. Okay. So, now you can start off again.
Straight up the road.
So... straight here. That was your encounter. Okay. Okay, so there's a forest, there's water, there's something there.
But who knows what?
Who knows what? I don't know what it is.
Okay. Well,
and then, okay, so you're going... 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so you're going to 4. So, you're still on the road. 1, 2, 3. So when they get a little closer, you see they have like, blades coming out of the wheels.
Great.
And looks like they have, each one has, they're 5 foot. They have laser rifle up in the front of each one.
Awesome.
So let's see, you can try to outrun them. So you can turn around and try to run away. You can speed up and try to go through them. Or you can stop your cycle and then use it as a shield and fight from there.
Am I able to phase the motorcycle?
Let's see, either phase. Yeah.
Okay, then I'll just phase all of us, including the bike, and
head right at him.
You don't defend him.
Okay, let's see. Let's see them. So you're not actually shooting them?
No. Give him a little biker high five.
They should be.
Okay.
See your face. And you're in one circle, so hopefully we're hard to hit. Actually, all of them. Okay, first one misses, second one misses, third one misses, fourth one, scope only miss, misses, this is the sixth one, misses, and then about closer, and you shoot you again. So they get one more round to shoot.
Okay.
You smell doing anything?
I'm not sure if shooting back would make a difference. Actually, do I think that would scatter them or just piss them off?
Make a roll.
13.
They'll probably make an angry.
Okay, then I don't shoot back.
But what do you care? You're a barbed wire.
Well, I don't want them to be chasing after us.
Alright. Very high. Of course. Oh, they're going to try to use their blade.
That's probably going to be pretty hard.
Okay. True. One. So you pass them. This way.
There's some buggers.
Wow, that's cool. Okay, so you get past them going down the road.
Mm-hmm.
They turn around and come after you.
Great.
And they're faster.
Great.
So after a while, well, actually, they might not. Well, after a while, they catch up to you.
Uh-huh.
And then try to shoot you.
I guess now I'm going to have to start shooting back.
Alright, so now you're going to shoot them?
Yeah, I'm going to aim for the bikes.
You're gonna. So you're still moving and.
Yeah.
Just okay.
Shooting back over my shoulder.
Okay. So, let's see. So. That's two bodies. Alright, go ahead.
Dex 2?
Yeah.
3. 2 conscious. 4.
Okay, so you knock one down. The other four fire. Okay. Next round.
I reloaded at some point.
Right.
All right. I guess I shoot another one.
Sure.
They're still coming?
Yeah.
13, that's the same, 4 points.
Okay, so you're not going to let them down. Okay, please come with.
Okay.
Next round.
They're still coming?
Yep.
Fanatics.
Apparently. 4 points.
Okay, now we do it. Okay, so after you defeat him, that's it for the day.
Okay.
So that was a 4. Oh, you did pretty well. So rolled C is your bike.
5.
Mm-hmm. So 5 versus 2. The bike breaks down about there.
Great.
So, close. Alright, next day you get up.
Well, that was crazy.
Now you're hooking it. So right now, so on foot, you don't, it's not any faster.
Right.
You don't have to slow.
That's what I was thinking.
Let's see. 11. Mountains and
forest. And it's a desert.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, we'll go this way.
Okay. So they're actually being put there. So, not yet. One more. Great. Let's see what to do. So it says here, there's a roar from out of nowhere. You see a tiger coming straight towards you. Oh my god, it's a cyborg, says Alan.
I'm sorry.
Cyborg tiger. So the cyborg tiger has a... body. So you got 2 rounds to shoot it before it reaches you.
Okay.
Try to get closer. Reached it. Ha!
So this is 1549.
You go first.
I faced the kid out. There's both of us out.
Okay. Okay. You're not unconscious.
Tiger.
So let's see. This is 28.
I use parts from the tiger to fix the bike?
No. Is that jewelry left the bike behind?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Not any slower to wheel it along with us in case we find parts.
Alright, we have it with you. Okay,
yeah,
so
I'll
stay.
Okay.
Alright, so next day. Almost there. 4 is... Woods.
Let's see.
It was quiet.
Yay.
Too quiet. Well, the birds and animals. What's wrong?
Oh, wait. Nothing. There's nothing moving. Teddy bears are having a picnic.
Okay. So that was day 6, and on day 7, you reach the city. So let's see. Let's reach Cisco. Cisco 200. Okay, so there's a big city with a big... So it's a big sort of triangular city.
Okay.
Triangle-ish. And then like an outer and inner city.
Okay.
No, it's a triangular fortress. Pretty deep tall walls. With laser cannons.
Right.
It's late. You have a sort of view set.
Okay. Well, on the theory that it's better to be inside the wall than outside the walls.
So you can wait until dark to enter. You can try one of the gates. You can search for secret doors.
And we'll try one of the gates. Might be one of those anal places that doesn't let people in after dark.
Okay. So there's some people moving to the gate.
Okay.
You notice that poor Dirk is apparently trying to enter Cisco as a last resort.
From
and
what?
And you see lines of people chained together as guards come in.
Oh, that's not good.
So you can try to join a group, try to walk in. And that's all you can do. Or you can wait till dark.
No, we'll just try to head in.
Okay. Okay. So the two guards... questioning people as they go in, and mm-hmm. like two more guards later on, just kind of watching everybody.
Okay.
So when you get up to the two guards, one of them says, or what's your reason for coming to Cisco? And then you can give, so you can say, or you can tell them something, and then, no, but you can say you come here to work. You can say you have a message for all Kyle. You can say you need food and water, or you can say you want to join the guard. I have a message for Kyle. What is it?
Yeah, I'll tell them I need to see the boss.
Really, that's something for me. Oh, you do. It wouldn't happen to be this pretty boy, would it? And he grabs the boy. God. But only because it's Jimmy Chase. Would it make it any better of a pretty girl? I don't know. Anyways. So he grabs Alan.
Okay.
You can just let him take him, or you can go for his own. I guess that would mean leaving the land. Do something like that.
Do I necessarily have to go for my gun? But yeah, I don't let them take him. So if the option is go for my gun, then that's what we're doing. But
an awful lot of guards.
give him back.
No. Laser turret points at you. Actually, I wonder what happens when you get here. Oh, okay. Nope, they won't give him one.
Alright, well, then I try to grab him and run.
Okay, so they try to shoot you.
It has good dex.
It's just like a full sleeve. Let's see. 8 points.
Wow. What? You hit me again?
Yeah. Wow, they could do a lot more.
Alright.
Think you're unconscious.
I don't bother then.
Let's move on to the next part of the group. Alright. So several lasers hit you, and you black out. Looks like you get. You get one extra life. You come to and find yourself strapped to a metal table. Door opens. A tall, thin figure enters. Well, I see you've recovered. Good. You have a busy day ahead. Easy, Miss Price. My friends have told me the dismal story of who you are and why you're here. I know now who hugged my son, as if I cared. Sisko is my only creation. Sisko, and the games.
Great.
Let's see. Still, your presence has provoked a little excitement in Sisko, and there'll be more to come. Tonight's game will feature a new star. Yes, you'll have the opportunity to play hallucinogenic melee, pitball, and air joust. But now, I'm afraid it's time. If after the cages for you until game time. Oh. I had to take precautions in moving the primitive weapons. And the titanium cubs you have on are, of course, not a freak.
Who needs to break them?
Okay, so three guards escort you to the, I guess, the, like, gaming area.
Okay.
You're here as a prisoner, don't you sense?
Because he will be participating rather than watching the games.
That's true. Okay, so you're carried into a zoo-like building and thrown into a cage. You see a giant hulking figure watching you from the outside. He looks like he'd want nothing more to do than peel the skin from your body. And a massive prisoner crawls up next to you. He whispers to you, that's Mace Pat. Don't get on his wrong side. So you want to talk to me? The guard?
The emaciated prisoner has nothing more to say.
For now, no.
Okay. So, who's... That's Mace who?
Well, you can talk to the Mace, or you can talk to Susan. You can talk to the guard, or you can just wait a bit.
Sure, I'll talk to Mace. You always get on the bad side of people you're not supposed to get on the bad side of.
Yeah. Actually, so you over here, and then they move you to over here.
Okay.
Hello, it says here.
Let's see.
Make a design form over here.
Okay.
Alright, so you try to talk to me, so you go ahead and use your persuasion. So you have 4, 5, 8. Let's go fairly high.
10.
Okay. So you can tell him why you're here if you want. Or just keep silent and see what happens. Oh, otherwise he won't talk to you.
Oh, well, I guess I'd tell him why I'm here then. Things are a little linear and things you're allowed to do, so.
True. Nice. Oh, so you tell him why you're here. You got a boy. You never found out he was a robot. Huh.
No, apparently not.
Nope, you don't know that. But it doesn't matter. I think the scenario seems that you found out somehow.
Okay.
Somewhere along the line.
Probably when the mosquito bit him.
Yep. Anyways, he shows you this symbol on a small model. It looks like a lightning bolt.
Okay.
And he says, Alcala can be attacked most easily at the game. I'll make you a prisoner. Let's see. Play pitfall and keep the quicksand to your back. If you get in trouble, I'll send help. And then he gives you your gun back.
Okay.
And shows you how to hide it.
Okay.
Well,
he's all helpful.
Yeah.
So what do you want me to be? I'm supposed to attack, take out Alcala?
Apparently.
Okay.
That's what he's assuming. Okay, as he walks away, he keeps something into your hand, a small plastic card, and he whispers, this chip will get you into the central computer. Use it as you can.
Okay.
Okay. So, and then later on...
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, just get the part where they explain to you what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Huh? They just assume you know at this point.
I guess I need to... he's a robot, too! I need to turn him off.
Anyway, guards come in later on to take
okay.
the prisoner. Today's a very special day for you. Oh, actually, this is very special. Today you'll be a player in the games of Cisco. You will, of course, have a choice. Today we're running Pitfall, hallucinogenic Melee, and Air Gel.
That just sounds bad.
Which one would you like to play?
He said to play...
Pitfall.
Pitfall?
I guess I
play Pitfall.
Nope. Gonna play Pitfall. You're led into a sunken pit. A guard walks over to you and hands you a 4-foot pole with a heavy spiked head. You see 5 other players all holding the same item.
Okay.
And then they're like, people on the stands shouting at you. So directly across is a race platform where 4 guards stand and watch over a black-clad spectator. Oh, okay. That's Lord Akala, which you've met. So he stands up and says, welcome to Pitfall. Each player has an electromagnetic shaft. Once it is turned on, you can direct the ball to move any direction, including back to the top of your shaft. You'll notice that behind you is an array of attractions for those who should get knocked back or jump to hit the ball. So
So it was like
Jaculas, Carnivine, Verb Gas, Fire Spikes, and the Quicksand.
Okay.
Okay. So your A B looking going on. So basically, you're using the ball to attack people.
Okay.
You either knock them down or knock them into. So either you do enough damage to knock them unconscious.
Okay.
Or you happen to do, you know, roll well and knock them into the pit.
Okay.
This as an area. So you can stand in any of these six spots.
Right. Well, I apparently want to stand there.
Quicksand. Okay. So let's see.
Keep the quicksand in my back.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other players.
So, I wasn't clear from what Mace said. Am I supposed to try to win? Am I supposed to try to get knocked into the quicksand? Am I supposed to pull out my gun and shoot?
You're supposed to try to win.
Okay.
I think it's we'll call it.
Okay. And then shoot him and hit.
Apparently.
Okay.
So, this is that kind of game. It's the kind of universe where killing people doesn't give you any bad things.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so only takes one hit to knock you back into the pit.
Okay.
I guess.
Fortunately, I didn't break your hit.
Well, it's a good hit, I suppose. Let's do it that way. Okay, so you start with the ball. So you can attack player 1 through 5.
Five.
Okay, so go ahead and he's got a dex of 2, so go ahead and see if you can hit him.
Is this going to be...
Just use your dex.
Right, but is this going to be my strength?
This is going to be...
Or is it
going to
be the strength of the ball, or...
Your strength.
Alright, so I should... Do I have my martial arts?
No, because it's a range... Oh,
okay. Right. Okay. So 5 versus what'd you say? 2.
So how do you hit them? Like one of the weakest players. He's a strong kid.
Oh, that rolled really high. 5 versus 2. I need a 7, 10, 3, 4 calling shots. And so then, what am I hitting him with? The ball.
So basically, you hit him with the ball,
which is
equal to your strength. It's gonna be.
Okay. 3. And what's his body?
2.
3 versus 2, 2 plus 1, 2, 3, 4 is 7.
Okay. So you knock him into the spikes. Okay, and then let's see. So someone else picks up the pit ball and randomly attacks someone. 2, 7, 4.
Mercy.
Let's go. That's a 4.
Okay.
You need
ones that have these two charts on the same page.
Oh. Complaint, complaint. All the colors are 3.
5 versus 5, 8, and 9. I roll a 16.
It's got a bite.
Well, I roll double 8. Alright, 16 and...
You knocked him to the fire.
Well. Hey, I'm 2 for 2.
sure.
Let's see. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, yes. You missed.
You attacked me, don't you get the ball?
You're talking around. Actually, no, I think you just found it around. Everybody gets the turn.
Okay.
Alright, so you get the ball back.
Alright, there's three people left?
Uh-huh.
Three.
Okay, so he's got that for three.
So I need a nine. 13. Two bomb checks.
My body is two.
Two bomb checks. There is four.
Okay. Ah. You knock him into the nerve gas. Just working your way around the circle. Okay, so number two, attack.